Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'ilo Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Learning Meseches Yoma Daf Chaf Beis. From beginning the second parak, the Mishnah says, "Berishayin Kol Mi Shereitz Litrim Esam Mizbech Tayin." In the beginning, the system was anyone who wanted to do the Chumas Hadeshin, to take the ashes off the Mizbech, to put it on the side of the Mizbech, the Avod of Chumas Hadeshin, was open for anyone. And if there were a lot of people, Ratzim Vayla Mekevesh, then they would have a race, they would run up the ramp. And whoever got to the four Amis next to the Mizbech first, he won the Chumas Hadeshin. For Mayish Neim Shavim, but if two people got there at the same time, then you made a pious. Hamuna Amalem Atzmiu. The Munna told everyone to put out their fingers, and they made a pious, they made a geirel. The way Rashi describes how they made the geirel, that the Mamunna says a number, and someone takes the hat off one of them, and he starts from the one where the hat is off, and whoever the number ends by, that's who's the one who wins the pious. The Gemara says at one time they were two were coming at the same time, and one of them pushed the other one, and he fell and he broke his leg, and Bezen saw it's coming, so they said they should only make a pious. They should always just make a pious. There were four payasas in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was the first one. The one for who does the Chumas Hadeshin. Now, the Gvur Shviya Zahara, on the original system that they would run to see who should get there first, that the Rambam says in Ilchus Beis HaBechira, Perek Zayin Alacha Hei, that anyone who goes into Hazar has to walk slowly. It would be it's a bazillion to the Mikdash. It's against Meir Mikdash to run in the Beis HaMikdash. How can we allow them to run up the Kevish? That wouldn't be proper for the Beis HaMikdash. He brings the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, the Yetzir Beis HaKnesses, Aleph Siyab Siyagasa, Navavam and Beis in Brachas, that someone's not allowed to walk quickly when he leaves the shul, so it shouldn't be looked at as he wants to run away from the shul. And then Abaye said, Lashon al b'dinafik, it's only when he's leaving. Aval da'ayil, when he's coming in, mitzvah lemirt, it's a mitzvah to run. And he clarifies about that, does that mean it's a mitzvah to run in the shul? That when you're coming into the shul, it's a mitzvah to run in the shul? He says, Pashtus not. Pashtus means to run on the way to the shul. Once you get into the shul, Pashtus, you're not allowed to run in the shul either. Because it's a bazayin to the shul. And he says, even if you want to say that you're allowed to run in the shul, if you're coming to the shul, to show that you're chavivus, how much you want to come to the shul to daven, but that would only be in a shul. But in Azara, which is more chamer than a shul, because you see that you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul, and you're allowed to spit in the shul, but Azara, where there's an issa to wear shoes, an issa to spit, so then, mistami, even if you're running to do the avoida, mistami, you're not allowed to run in the Azara, what's the pshat? So he says, Shemiyei Shleimar, that since this running is for the tzarech of the Aveda, in other words, this was the way you could decide who should do the Chumas Hadeshin, so it has a din of an Aveda. So Mela, it's not a problem of Meir Mikdash. If you start running, even running to do a mitzvah, running to do the Aveda, but it's not a tzarech of the Aveda, Avada that's a bezayin. Avada not allowed to run in the Azar, in the Makam HaMikdash. But if the running is gufa, a tzarech of the Aveda, it becomes a chelik of the Aveda, and therefore it's mutter. That's what he says, but he says, Adayin ain't daiti nachli b'zeh. Yeah, another Arda Gvura Siri asks, is, it says if they were both equal, so the Mamunah tells him at Tzbir to put out the fingers, and Rashi says that if they're both equal, so neither of them win, so now all of them have to go and make a geirul. And the geirul is, the Munna tells everybody Hatzviyu, not just those two. Chayda Pashas of the Mishnah is, Hamuna Amalahen means the two. The two people there, he tells them Hatzviyu. And they make a geirul with the two. So Gvura Siri is bothered, how did Rashi know that it's a geirul for everyone? The Teis Yantiv already shtels lich on this. Teis Yantiv says, because you can't make a geirul with only two people, because the number could either be odd or even, and you'll right away know exactly who will end up by. So that's why Rashi understood you can't have a girl with two people. This type of a girl, the pious, which was made by picking a number at random and then counting the Kahanim, and whoever the number ends by, that's the one who wins. If you have a lot of people, so then it's a good girl, because you have no idea where the number is going to end up. Mashenkin, if you have two, it's very clear. If it's odd, it will end up by the one it started, and if it's even, it will end up by the other one. So there wouldn't be a good girl that way. That's what Tosfos Yontif says. I had that a little bit shver, because the Ritva and the Tosfos Shana Moses mashman that way, they asked the Kash even Stamazai, why wouldn't the Mamuna maybe pick a number if he knows how many Kahanim are here to try to get to the Kohen that he wants to win? So they say pshat that the Mamuna has no idea where it's starting. When he picks the number, he's not the one that removes the hat from the one in the Kahanim, so he has no idea where it's going to start from. So therefore, he cannot bechlal pick a number in order to get it to a particular person. So if this is true, so even if there's only two people, as long as the one picking the number does not know where it's going to start from, so it's still be possible to do such a pious. Unless the Tais Yantav means that it's not really a pious. You don't really have to count even. Everyone understands right away if it's going to be land up by this one or land up by that one. If it's odd, it's going to land up by the one it started, and it's even, it's going to land up by the other one. Now, the Mishnah's last words are that there were four payasas in the Beis HaMikdash, and this one of the Chumash Edeshin is the first one, and the Mishnais of this Perek describe the other three payasas. The second payas is described in the Mishnah, Naf Chafei. It's who sheks and who is Zayrik the Tamid, and who does the Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi, takes off the ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi for the Keteris, who takes off the ashes for the Menorah, and who brings the Evorim to the Kevesh, and that was given to five different Kahanim, and you also have the Mincha and the Nesachim. All these things were who brings them to the Kevesh. And then the third one, later in the Mishnah, is who does the Keteris. And the fourth one was who takes the Evarim that are already on the Kevesh and puts them on the Mizbeach. Those are the four payasas that were there every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a big machlokes rishonim here, a machlokes b'al amarim l'chamis. Did they do these payasas on Yom Kippur? The b'al amar says that they did not do these payasas on Yom Kippur. And he says it can't be they did it on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, did all the Avedis. All the Avedis Hayayim on Yom Kippur is only done through the Kohen Gadol. So you can't do a pious then. A pious will choose a Kohen, but you cannot choose the Kohen, because the Kohen Gadol does all the Avedis. So the Baal HaMoreh says that the piyutim that were made for the Aveda, which we say in Musaf, and there were numerous piyutim that were made, most of them have the payasas in the piyut. And he says the ones who made in their piyut of Avodah Hashem the payasas, they made a mistake. They didn't understand that the payasas are only for the rest of the year. They're not for Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur it has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. So he argues on all the paitanim that put in the payasas in the Seder Avodah. So the Ramban says he had the same kasha, the Ramban al-Muhammad, but he says, L'maisa, it's in the Seder Avodah HaBavli, which one Mimei Rabbi Seinu, it says payasas. I don't know exactly when the Seder Avodah HaBavli, Mimei Rabbi Seinu was it from the Ga'inim, or even earlier than the Ga'inim? And he says, it's also in the Payet of Rabbi Lezer Bar Rabbi Kalir, and in the Payet of the Ga'inim, and the Chachmei Yeshivas, and the Rabbani Svar HaAchreinim, they all have the payasas in their piyutim. And he says, you can't say that all Rabbi Seinu Vavi Seinu made a mistake, and the Baal HaMoreh himself was the only one that was able to figure it out. So Mamel the Ramban held, and this is the Ramban sheet, a lot of times they're trying to be Miyashiv, the Deyam of the Kadmonim, that Avadi have to say they were right, and they were payasas on Yom Kippur. But we have to answer the Baal HaMoreh's kasha. Now, l'chai, how could they be payasas? The Kohen Gadol did all the Avodah. So the Ramban discusses each pious and shows how there could have been a pious. There was an Avodah, at least an Avodah in the pious that wasn't necessarily done by the Kohen Gadol, like we're going to explain. But first, the Ramban says he has a raya, because if you're going to say the payasas were not done on Yom Kippur, so why are they here in the Mishnah Numa? why would the Mishnayis and Yuma have the payoses? L'chayr, they should be in the Mishnayis and Talmud, that they're done every day, and Bedafka not in Yuma. Why would the Mishnayis and Yuma have the payoses if they weren't done in Yom Kippur? The Cheshek Shleime says, to fend for the Baal Amor, that says that the payoses were not done in Yom Kippur, he says that since the Mishnah discussed Chumas Adeshin of the whole year, the Mishnah, the end of the first parak, says that the whole year was done by Kreis Agever, perhaps a little before, perhaps a little after, and Yom Kippur by Chatzais, and by Regalim from Nashmur Rishayna. So we already discussed the Chumas Adeshin of the whole year, so we start saying more halachas about Chumas Adeshin, how it's done the whole year, that's done through a pais, which was originally done through racing up the kevish. And then, once we're discussing the pais of Chumas Adeshin, we, Derech Agav, discussed the other piyasis that were there, but not that they were done actually on Yom Kippur. But the Rabban says the pashas of the Mishnayis is, since they're in Yuma, that they were done on Yom Kippur also. So the Rabban explains how in each pious you could say was done on Yom Kippur. So the first one is Chumas Adeshin. And there we have a Yisaitis Lika Machlaikis, Balamar and Rabban. It's also Machlaikis other Rishayim. The Taisus on Daf Chafa Midbeis brings us Machlaikis. If this klal that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did all the Aveda, does that also apply to Chumas Adeshin? Do you say that Chumas Adeshin is also an Aveda of Yom Kippur and has to be done through the Kohen Gadol, which apparently is what the Baal Amor held? But the Ramban says no. Only the Avedas HaYoyim of Yom Kippurim have to be done through the Kohen Gadol. Chumas Adeshin is an Avedas HaLaila. It's not an Avedas HaYoyim of Yom Kippurim, it's Avedas HaLaila. It's done before day. And therefore, it doesn't have to be done with the Kohen Gadol. Now, this was discussed in Taisus earlier, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. On Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara there explains why was the Chumas Adeshin done on Yom Kippur from Chatzais. So the Gemara says that on Yom Kippur, since it's Chulshe the Kohen Gadol, Avdina Mechatzais. That's the Lashon in the Gemara that we have. Since we have a problem that the Kohen Gadol might become weak, that's why we do the Chumas Adeshin by Chatzais. So Pashut Pshat is, and this is what Taisus says, that the Kohen Gadol is the one that has to do the Chumas Adeshin, even though it's an Avedis Laila, it's part of the Avedis Yom Kippurim, Dafka, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Chumas Adeshin. And therefore, if we would have the Chumas Adeshin done at the normal time, so that would be so many Avedis, one after the other, he'll get weak. So therefore we make it by Chatzais, we'll have plenty of time to rest up from the Chumas Adeshin, and therefore we'll be in better shape to do the rest of the Avedis. So then it would indicate that it was the Kohen Gadol that does the Chumas Adeshin. But Taisus there brings the Girsa of the Riva, that's not Geiris Chul Shad Kayin Gadol, his Geiris Chul Shad Kayin. Chul Shad Kayin means that Yom Kippur is a day that people fast, and therefore we don't want them to get so weak, so therefore we give them plenty of time to rest up after the Chumas Adeshin, and plenty of time to do the Chumas Adeshin, because Chul Shad Kayin, he might get weak from the fasting, and therefore we make it easier, so we do it earlier. That's the Girsa of the Riva. And then Taisus brings the Ri, that's Geiris Kohen Gadol, and he says, Enechinami, it's not the Kohen Gadol that has to do the Chumas Adeshin. But when you do the Chumas Adeshin, you're setting up the entire Mizbeach, you're getting rid of all the, you're making sure all the rest of the Evarim, which weren't Nisaklu, get burnt, and you're being Masada the Maracha, and everything is done. We want that the Kohen Gadol, when he wakes, when he comes for the Avoda in the morning, everything should be completely prepared. He shouldn't have to wait to anything to become a Suda, because that the wait might be tiring for him. So we want to make sure that everything is completely prepared for the Kohen Gadol. And that's also what the Ramban HaMechamah says, Pshat. Chos the Kohen Gadol is not because he does the Chumas Adeshin, and rather the Chumas Adeshin was done by a Kohen Hedyot, it was done with the pious. But the Chol Shad Kohen Gadol means that everything should be prepared. The Rambam also says klar that it wasn't the Kohen Gadol that did the Chumas Adeshin. It was done with the pais, even on Yom Kippur. It was done with the Kohen Hedit. And you have to say that svar, because not Avedis Hayayim, it's Avedis Laos. So that's the Machlokes, the Baal Amor, and the first Pshat and Taisus held it was Dafka with the Kohen Gadol, but the Riva, the Rambam and the Ramban, and that's what it says in the Piyutim, they held it was done with the Kohen Hedyot. Now the Ramban brings a raya, because you look in the Mishnayis, already in the third parak, that start describing the Avedis Hayayim, and the Mishnayis say that when it came the Kreis together, when it came the Leis HaShachar, so then they brought the Kayin Gadol to do the Tefillah and Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, and then they brought him the big day Zav, and he wore them and did Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, and then they brought him the Talmud and he shechted it. It doesn't say anything about him already having to be there to do the Tshuma Sedeshen. So it sounds like he's coming with his big day Chayil and changing from his big day Chayil to the big day Zav and doing Tefillah and Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim and going straight to the Talmud. So if he had to do the Tshuma Sedeshen, so then he was already Tevel and did Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim already hours earlier by Chatzais in order to do the Tshuma Sedeshen. Elam, are you going to say, and this is what the Teis Hashanim says on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, that yes, he did the Tevilah and the Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim in order to do the Tshuma Sedeshen by Chatzais, but then he could have left Azar already. He didn't have to stay there. He could have put on his big day chayil, and then in the morning, by Leis HaShachar, hours later, he starts again, and he takes off the big day chayil, and he does the tefillah and the Kiddush Yadayim and puts on the big day zav. So, Fek der Ramban, if you're going to tell me that, so then the Kohen Gadol did more than five tefillahs altogether. Because the five tefillahs and the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayims were all in, starting from the tefillah and the Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim he did for the Shechita Satamit. But now you're adding another tefillah and another two Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayims that he had to have done earlier for the Tshuma Sedeshen. And the Ramban says, if you're going to tell me that we're not counting that, because we're only counting the tefillahs and the Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim that he does for the Yoyim, because when it says that the Kohen Gadol did five tefillahs and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim on Yom Kippur, we mean the Avodas HaYoyim. Oh, so then you're telling me that there's a difference between the Yoyim and the Laila, and the Yoyim has a separate halacha. If that's so, Taina Zeramban, so why would you think that the Laila would need a Kohen Gadol? Nechatesa. Once you'd be mechalik between Avodas Yoyim and Avodas Laila, and saying that even though it says that the Kohen Gadol did five tefillahs and 10 Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim, that means the Yoyim, and we're not counting the one he did by the Laila, which is how the Teis Hashanim learns, but then you're being mechalatin Yoyim and Laila, so then why would you think that the Kohen Gadol would necessarily do the Avodas Laila? That's the Rabban's Taina. Halkopanim is a machalikis Rishayim, but this is how the Rabban's Miyashiv, how the Kohen Gadol did the first pious on Yom Kippur, because the Shita of the Ramban, like Taisus, also the Yvon, the Ri, and like the Rambam, is that Tshuma Sedeshen, since it's not Avodas Yoyim, it's Avodas Laila, doesn't necessarily need the Kohen Gadol. Now, the second bias, like the Mishnah says, is who shechs the Tamid, who is Zayrik the Tamid, who is Medash in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, who is Medash in the Menorah, who brings the different Eivarim to the Kevish, and the Mincha and the Chavitim. That's what's all done with the second bias. Zok the Ramban, Enechinami, of course the Shechita, the Zrika, and the Halachas Eivarim Lekevish have to be done on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol, and they did not make a pious for those things. But the Piyutim say clearly that the second pious on Yom Kippur was to do the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnim in the Dishon of the Menorah. And the Ramban says Fakert, you see clearly, not like the Baal Amor, that the Paitanim were not medactic and they just copied out of the Mishnah in Yuma without realizing that these Mishnayis don't apply to Yom Kippur. If that was the case, so they would write all the things about the Pious Sheni, Mishaychet, Mizayuk, etc. The fact that they were medactic to write that the Pious Sheni was for the Dishim, Mizbeach, HaPnimi, and the Menorah, that shows clearly how careful they were, because those Avedis were not done by the Kohen Gadol. And he says they're the same as Tshuma Sedeshen. They're primarily Avedis Laila. You don't have to wait till the Yom to do the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi or the Dishim Menorah. Normally I did wait for the Yom, that was part of the Seder Avodah, but it wasn't necessarily so. So therefore, these Avodahs, similar to the Tshuma Sedeshen and the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, were also Avodahs HaLaila, not Avodahs HaYom, and they weren't necessarily done by the Kohen Gadol, and therefore they made a pious for these Avodahs, for the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi and for the Dishim of the Menorah. Now, the third pious, which was for the Keteris, which you have this Kasha, how's it Chayach on Yom Kippur, because the Kohen Gadol had to do the Keteris, Then the Ramban says as follows. The Ramban says that the third pious actually was for the Keteris and the Machta. There was one Kayin that brought in the Keteris and did the actual Keteris. Another Kayin that brought in the Machta with the coals from the Mizbeach. So there are actually two Kahanim that did it. So on Yom Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol had to do the Keteris, so he had to bring in the Keteris and put the Keteris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but the Machta with the coals, that was done by another Kohen. And even though it says clearly in the Mishnah that on every day the Kohen, one person would bring the Keteris and someone else would bring the Machta, but on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would bring the Machta also, but that's talking about the Keteris Lefnayim Lefnim. That's from the Keteris that he was Machta as part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, which was in the Kodesh Kadashim. There, no one else could bring in the Machta, because no one else is allowed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim. Mashenka, in the regular daily Keteris that was in the Mizbeach HaPrimi, that was in the Heichal, there, they did the Keteris the same as every other day, that someone else would bring in the Machta. So it was necessary to make a pious in order to decide who should bring in the Machta. And that also was Chadashim L'Keteris. Like it says, L'Keteris only knew Kanim, who never did it before, could do it, because the Machta also made someone rich. So therefore, they would have a new Kayin, who never did Keteris, bring in the Machta on Yom Kippur with the Kayin Gadol. So that's why they had the third pious on Yom Kippur also. Although it wasn't for both things, it wasn't for both the Keteris and the Machta, but at least it was for the Machta. Now, the fourth pious is a little bit more problematic, because the fourth pious is who takes the Evarim of the Tamid and brings it from the Kevesh onto the Mizbeach to be Machta it. So there, the Ramban Nemzon, that you'd need the Kohen Gadol to do it. So he says, a Deichik Pshat, that they made the pious for yesterday's Evarim. Whatever Evarim from the day before Yom Kippur wasn't done, so that still had to be done on Yom Kippur, and that's not a Vaidus Yom Kippur. So those Evarim were done with the pious that a Kohen had that brought those Evarim from the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. And this is even though we paskin that Evarim of a Yom Chayil is not allowed to be brought on Yom Kippur or on Shabbos, but if Yom Kippur comes out the day after Shabbos, so then the Gemara says that Chel v'Shabbos craven b'Yom Kippurim. So in that case, there would be a pious to bring the Evarim from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach, meaning yesterday's Evarim. But Achreinim ask the Taisus Yamtiv and also the Pri Chodesh in the Sefer Mayim Chaim, which is in the Rambam, in the back of the Rambam, Madur Shapsi Frankel. They both are mechavim to the same kasha, that it's a machoikish of Mishmol Rabbi Akiva, that if the Chelvei Shabbos were brought on Yom Kippur, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Akiva, that the Chelvei Shabbos were not brought on Yom Kippur. So the Ramban, according to the Psak Alach, and Pashas we should pass like Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva Mechaveirav, so you wouldn't have the Ramban's teretz that were talking about the Evarim that were from a previous day. So both of them were Mechavim, Teis Yantif, the Mayim Chaim, they both say, you could say a similar teretz to what the Keteris, that the pious was done, that a Kayin was the one that brought it and gave it to the Kayin Gadol to be Makter it. There was a Kayin Hedit which came and brought it and helped the Kayin Gadol with the Akhtara. He passed it, he handed it to the Kayin Gadol to be Makter it. And that was done with the pious. Agav, the Ramban, and who had done the Teis Yantif, Mayim Chaim, they all Neman, that the actual Akhtar of the Evarim also has to be done with the Kohen Gadol. I saw in the Tzavnes Paneach, the Ragachev declares that for a Shaila, because you could say that since the Akhtaris Evarim of the Tamid really doesn't have to be done on Yom Kippur, it's usually done that day, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, but it doesn't have to be. Hakta Chalam Ve'Evarim is Ksheira Kol Alayla, you're allowed to wait till after Yom Kippur and be makdur it. So it could be that Ktar of the Evarim is b'chol not called an Avodas Yom Kippur. So Ibazai, it wouldn't need a Kohen Gadol altogether. It's interesting. The Ramban Nemzon Avada does need a Kohen Gadol, and he's matchik very much to say it was talking about yesterday's Evarim, which may have tasted it were an Evarim from yesterday. L'chayr, it would be more geshmak to learn that the Evarim, Hayes, it doesn't have to be done on Yom Kippur, so that it wouldn't be called an Avodas Yom Kippur, and you wouldn't necessarily need a Kohen Gadol to do it. Hasura Tzavs Pneach clears that for a Shaila. Al Kapanim, that's a sheet that's Ramban, that all four payasas were done in Yom Kippur to Red Ice again, Shuma Sadesh, and the Ramban holds is done in Yom Kippur, and that's what the by Kain Hedit, and that's what the Rambam also holds, and Mamel did a pious like regular, and that's Mefurish in the Rambam, that they made the pious for Shuma Sadesh, and it was done by Kain Hedit. And he learns that the pious Sheni, at least the Dishim is Be'ech HaPnimi, and the Menorah could be done by Kain Hedit, made a pious for that, and the Ketairis, they made a pious for bringing in the Machta, and the Evarim, the Ramban says they made a pious for the Evarim from yesterday, and the Chareinim say they made a pious to hand the Evarim to the Kohen Gadol, and according to the Ragachov, it declares that the Evarim doesn't need a Kohen Gadol. It's even more partial, why do they make a fourth pious? The Taisus Yantiv learns in the Rambam that although they made the first pious, because Rambam Shita is that a Kohen Gadol doesn't have to do the Truma Sedeshin, and Mimela, they made a pious for it, but the Rambam doesn't say anything about the other three payasos. And the Taisus Yantiv wants to hold that the Rambam holds that a Kohen Gadol did have to do the Dishim Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Dishim HaMenorah and Yom Kippur. And the Machna also, Taisus Yantiv is learning in the Rambam that even the regular Keteris, the Kohen Gadol brought in the Machna himself. And Mimela, the Rambam holds there was only one pious done on Yom Kippur. The other three payasas weren't done on Yom Kippur, that's the Rambam. And now let's see the Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara says that when the Munna told him it's Biu, Tana the Brisa says, Haitzietz by Seichem Laminion. Put out your fingers to count. Fait the Gemara Venim Ninu Lididu. Why don't you count them straight? Messiele Le Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak also limnes his Yisrael a filu dvar mitzvah. It's also to count the Eden, even if you're doing it with Tzerich mitzvah, like here where you're doing it for the pious, for the Avodah. It says by Shaul that he counted them with using Bozek, using Cheres. So how do you know a Bozek is Cheres? And the Gemara says another Pasuk, he used sheep to count them. Then the Gemara brings the Meim, Amar Ablozek, Kalam Meim Yisrael Ayva Balav, someone who counts the Eden is Ayva Nalav, Shem Yisrael Yisrael Chalayam Yisrael Yimand, and Avnacham Yitzakam Ayva B'Shnei Lav, and Layimand V'lo Yisafir. That's the sheet of the Gemara. So you see from this Gemara, the Issa to count Yidin, to count them when you're counting their guf, when you're counting the gogolus, like the Lashon of the Pasuk is, when you count the actual, you count the actual body or the head of the Yid, there's an Issa to count. It's only mutter to count their fingers, or that they should put a cheres or whatever it is and count the kli cheres. That's mutter to count. You also see that the Issa to count them is even when you're counting only a few people. And this is what the Sfasemis points out. And also, even when it's not the pshat that you want to know the number of how many people there are there. Because here, you're just doing the counting to get the number that the Mamuna said in order to find out who won the pais. You're not actually counting to find out the number of the people there. But that's also all part of the Isser of counting Yidin. But again, that's only also when you count, when you point to their body or to the head. But if you're not counting the bodies, you're counting the fingers, or you're counting something else which gives you the number, then the Gemara says that it's mutter. Now, we have Rishonim that say that it's mutter to count the Yidin when you're not actually pointing to their bodies or pointing to their head, and you're pointing instead to their finger, or they're giving an item and you're counting the items. That's only when you're counting l'maisa l'tzarech l'dvar mitzvah, like Shaul, who had to know exactly how many soldiers he had. It's negay for fighting the war to know exactly the number. So he was counting for a tzarech, he was counting for a dvar mitzvah. Mashen kein, when you're just counting stam because you're curious to know how many Eden there are, then it's aser, even if you're going to count them, not by pointing to them, but by having them all give an item or an object and counting the objects, etc. Three Rishonim say this. The Taisus Rid here, and the Radak in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tesvav, and the Ramban al Torah in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. And they all bring the same Raya. They bring a Raya from the Maisa of David HaMelech. The Maisa the Gemara makes a reference to a little bit later in this Amid. It calls it the Maisa of Asasa. That it says that Hashem was angry at Klal Yisrael, and he was Mesis David, he persuaded David to do something wrong, that David should have a desire to count all the Eden. And David sent a message to Yaev to count all the Eden. Yaev really didn't want to do it. He told David it's dangerous, he really shouldn't be counting the Eden. But David insisted, and Yaev counted all the Eden. And then there was a devil, there was a plague that plagued the Eden because of the counting. All these three Rishonim, they all mechaven to the same thing, the Taisus Rid, the Radak, and the Ramban, that they say you can't say that the Issa there was because he counted them without using a item or an object. He counted them by counting, by pointing to the bodies themselves, by counting the Eden themselves. Can't say that was the Issa. Because, what's the pshat? Why wouldn't David know this halacha that you have to give a you can't count the Eden directly? And what's the pshat that Yoav would make this mistake? Yoav was so upset. What would David care if Yoav would count them in a different way? David just wanted to know how many they were. So if the problem was that he counted directly, so what's the pshat that Yoav counted them directly? Yoav should have just followed his instructions and counted them indirectly. And then he wouldn't have done any Aveira, and he would have David's instructions. Elamai, you have to say that David, the Isser was even to count them indirectly. And the Isser is because even counting indirectly is only mutter when there's a tzayich, when there's a mitzvah, when there's a reason for it. Masha'en came when there's no tzayich and there's no mitzvah, it's just time you want to know, then it's also to count them even indirectly. That's what it says in the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Radak, and the Taisus Rid, like we said, and the Be'er Sheva also holds that way in Masech the Stamed Perek Aleph. And also the Stipla in the Sefer Karayna Derigrisa, he writes about it very stark in Chelek Aleph, Simeshem Dald, Reshem Hei, that's also to count Eden Shalei Letzarech, like the Das of these Rishonim. But then this is not so pashit, because the Ad is mashma that some Rishonim argue on this. Rashi and Chumash in Parshas Kisisa, on the Pasuk Kisisa Shreish Bnei Yisrael, Rashi says, "Kishatachmis l'kabel skumin yonim l'das kamehim." When you want to know how many Eden are there, "Al timnim l'gulgaylis." Don't count them with their skulls. "El yidna kolechad machzis ha-shekel." Everyone should give a machzis shekel. "V'timnis ha-shkolim v'teidim minyonim." And then you count the shkolim when you know the thing. And then Rashi says, "V'leibem negev, sh'aminyin shal ba'ayin arav adeva bo'alem, k'may shemitzinu b'mei David." Like you find by David that counting them would make an ayin hara. And then there'll be a devet, there'll be a plague. So Rashi is klar mashma that the aveira by David is that he counted them l'gulgaylus. Rashi learns up the pasuk, don't count them l'gulgaylus, and us nu'ish kaif and afshay, you count them with a max shekel, so you're not going to be counting them l'gulgaylus, you count them by the dover, achaday a max shekel. And that was a problem by David. Then he counted them l'gulgaylus, and mele a devet came. That's the mashmayis of Rashi. So l'fi Rashi, there's no makar to say that there's an issa minyan anytime you don't count l'gulgaylus. The Abar Benel also, by the Ma'is of David, says clearly that that's a pshat, that there's no issa of minyan. The whole issa of minyan is only when you count them l'gulgaylus, not only a davar acher. And that was the problem by David, that he counted l'gulgaylus. Now the Rambam is also mashma that way, because the Rambam brings down this halacha that a Gemara says, that halacha that you have to use its tzbiu because you're not allowed to count Eden directly, only the other acher. This is what Rambam says in Tzmidim Asaf and Perek Dal Halacha Dalad. V'lama meina menish eskim av min atzboi ishi tziu, v'laya meina alanashim atzman, fisha asa limnes Yisrael elai de davar acher, shnem yivkadeim betulam. So here the Rambam says this halacha, you can't count Eden directly, you can't point to them directly, you can only count the davar acher with their fingers. And the Rambam never brings any other halacha about even when you're counting shaloi alai de davar acher, that you're not allowed to count them only l'tzarech mitzvah. Sounds like the Shmata Rambam is that there's no such halacha. And what was the pshat in David HaMelech? Pashas like Rashi learns that the David HaMelech was that he counted them directly. Now the Ramban himself, even though he says this pshat in Bamidbar, and he says it's a richtige pshat, but he says that al das Rabbeinu, al derech hagada that the problem with David HaMelech is that Itaka counted them directly. And that's how Itaka learns in Parshas Kisisa. He says, in Parshas Kisisa, he says over the Pshat of Rashi that he can't count the Gagolos, and he says, what was David HaMelech's mistake? That he thought that this mitzvah was only Lashah. It was only at this time there'll be a neg if they count them directly. Mashenkin L'dairis, there was no such mitzvah. That was David HaMelech's mistake. It's Mashmi held that there was such a Pshat in Chazal. But in Bamidbar, he brings a different medrash. It could be he holds that there's Midrashim Chalukim in this. In Bamidbar, he brings a medrash that says, "Blazer b'shem ebeisim and zimmer amla kol zman shenim yisrael letzayrich lechassu, shaloy letzayrich chassu." When Klal Yisrael was counted letzayrich, so no one died. But it was shaloy letzayrich, then people died. What was the case of letzayrich? The case of letzayrich was, b'mei Moshe, u'b'degolam, u'b'chilu ka'aretz, and shaloy letzayrich is b'mei David. So the Chayyab b'mei Moshe and b'degolam and b'chlukas ha'aretz, they were counted in Achzah Shekel, but still it had to be Litzarech. And by David, it was Shalai Litzarech, and that's why they were Chasru. So the Chayyab, you see from that Medrash, that the problem by David wasn't that he didn't do it Ayad Eshkol, the problem by David was that he did it because it was Shalai Litzarech. And the Radak also brings this Medrash. Mashenkin, the Gemara in Brachas is Mashma, like Rashi. The Gemara in Brachas says that because David used the word Mesis in regard to Hashem, he said, Hashem is Siska bi. So Hashem told David, you call me a Mesis? I'm going to because it says, Kisisa Tzureish b'nei Yisrael of Kudei v'nosrish kai v'nafshay. Miyad v'yamet zot na Yisrael v'yosis is David b'em leim aleich b'nei Yisrael. V'kevin de meninu l'ashaka b'nei v'kaifer. So they got a negev. So you see, Klar, it says that David made the mistake that even the Tanekish of Yisrabim knows that it says in the Pasuk that you have to take Kaifer, and David counted them without taking Kaifer. L'chari, the Pasuk Pshat in the Gemara is that he counted them directly. And that's L'chari, the Pshat in the Ramban, that he says, Al Derech, the Chazal, that say that the problem was that he counted them directly, and everyone made that mistake. And like the Ramban explains in Kisisa, because they thought it was a mitzvah l'shah, so there, L'chaira, there would be no makar to say that there's an issur to count them indirectly if it's not L'tzarech Mitzvah. So B'kitzer, the Radak and the Rabban and Pashas Manidbar and the Taisis Rida of the Eifenart, they all say there's an issur to count Klal Yisrael even indirectly unless there's a Tzarech. But like you said, there's a Mashmat of the Rambam of this Halacha. Rashi and Kisisa's Mashma, that wasn't the problem by David. The problem was because he counted them directly, so the Chayy Rashi doesn't hold of this issue, and that's what the Abar Benel says. And there's one more Nakuda. Even if you hold that the problem by David HaMelech was that he counted them, Shalai Litzarech, even if he counted them indirectly, was still an Aveir with Shalai Litzarech, and that was the Aveir of David. And the Mefarshim and Kisisa, Mashmi, could learn the Gemara and Brachas that way also. Because the Gemara and Brachas just says he counted them and he didn't take Kaifer. In the Pasuk it says you have to count them and take Kaifer, otherwise it'll come a Negev. And David counted them and didn't take Kaifer. So Mefarshim learned the Naral and the Archaim. As Mashmi learned up the Gemara and Brachas, that not that he counted them directly, but he counted them even indirectly. But even when you count indirectly, you have to take kaif, it has to be some kapara to stop the negev, and he didn't make a kapara to stop the negev. Still, you could learn that the issa to count them is only when you count all the Yidin. Like the Pasuk Kisisa says, Mashmi counting all the Yidin. And the David HaMelech was trying to count all the Yidin. So there's an issa even indirectly. Mashagin, if you're only counting some of the Yidin, there's no issa. The one who makes the chiluk in all the Eden, some of the Eden, the rebellion is Rashi. There in Kisisa makes the chiluk, and also the Sfasem is here, like we're going to explain soon, makes the chiluk between all the Eden and some of the Eden. And the Kli Chemda in Kisisa, he learns it up. He says that this is Pashat Pshat in Agamara. That Agamara first brings down the din of Yifkadeim Bebezek, that there's an Isser to count the Eden. Because you learn at the Yifkadeim Bebezek, and there it wasn't all the Eden. Shaul was only counting the soldiers. And there the Isser is only counting them directly. And that's what the Gemara brings from Shaul. that here also, by the Kahanim, where you're not counting all the Yidin, you're just counting the Kahanim that are here in the Pais, and there the Isser is to count them directly. That's where they could put out their finger. And then the next Gemara says that Kol Amaynis Yisrael Oivu B'Lav Shenem Avahayim Mispa B'nei Yisrael K'chol Ayam Asher Layimad V'lo Yisafer, that means you're not allowed to count all the Yidin. The minion of Yidin of Yisrael should be Lo Yimad V'lo Yisafer. It shouldn't be a count for all the Yidin. A count of a small amount of Yidin, that's not the Pshat Mispa B'nei Yisrael Asher Layimad V'lo Yisafer. Pashup Pshat in the Gemara is, you can't go and count all the Eden. So that was a Pshat in David HaMelech. He went and counted all the Eden, and that was the Yisr. And that might explain the Ashmat of the Rambam, even if the Rambam learned the Mice of David HaMelech, not like Rashi, that the problem there was not that he counted them directly, but he held like the Rishayim that even indirectly it's Asr, if it's not Shlel Tzarech, but could be the Rambam held that the Yisr is only when you count all the Eden, like Kama Mefarshim say, and mainly didn't bring it down in Yad, because it's not really Negeya to count all the Eden anymore. Kenzain. Now, Kopanim, it's just not so Pashit that there's an Isser to count Eden even indirectly, even without pointing to them. Like the Rishayim say, because of David HaMelech, that's only when it's Letzarech, when you need it, or Letzarech Mitzvah, that you're allowed to count them all together, because first of all, Rashi and Kisisa, and could be that subshad in the Gemara in Brachas, the way the Ramban seems to learn the Gemara in Brachas, that David HaMelech, the problem was that he counted them directly. So male, it is no Makar, not like the way the Rishayim are learning. Or you could say that even if you learn like the Rishayim, that there is an issa to count the Eden, even indirectly, if it's not Letzarech Mitzvah, but that could be when you're counting all the Eden. Mashiach came when you're counting part of the Eden, the Sfas Emes, the Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, and the Kli Chemda, they all make this chilek that when you're counting all the Eden, that's where the Isser is, not when you're counting part of the Eden. Now, the Masha asks the Kasha, why did the Gemara say here that the Makar, why you can't count the Eden that feels the mitzvahs of Yifkadeim Bebezek, why did the Gemara say the Pasuk in Kisisa? A Pasha the Pasuk, that Kisisa is Reish Meisrov, V'nosnu Ishkaifu Nafsham, like Rashi teaches in Chumash, you can't count the Logogolos. They have to give Max a shekel and count the Shkolim. Why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk by Shalom? And the Gemara could have brought Mamasha off in the Pasuk in the Torah. So, like we said, if you learn up the Pasuk in Chumash, that it doesn't mean that you can't count them directly. That's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pshat in the Pasuk is even indirectly not allowed to count them, only if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, only if you have a Kapara to be mechaper on them, like the Maral and like the Arachayim learn, so then it's not a Kasha. And that was the problem with David HaMelech, and that's how you can learn up the Gemara in Brachis, that the Gemara in Brachis says that David HaMelech was Nichshol and something I feel Tanekah Shel Beis Rabban Yedim, because it says V'nosnu Ish Kaifer Nafshei, and he counted them without a Kaifer, doesn't mean that it counted them directly. Even indirectly, it would only work, there only won't be a Negev if they give a Kapara, if you're doing it to Tzarech Mitzvah to have a Kapara to stop the Negev. But in a minion, even indirectly, would be a problem. So according to that, it's Bechlal Nashrei the Gemara, because the Issa to count directly is only learned out from Shaul that V'yifkadeim B'tloim or V'yifkadeim B'bazek, that he didn't count them directly. But if you learn like Rashi and Chumash, that's Takib Shad in the Pasuk, that you're not allowed to count them directly, you have to count them through the Max the Shekel. So why did the Gemara bring this Pasuk in Chumash? That's the Marsha's Kasha. So the Marsha says, because the Pasuk in Chumash is not Murchuch, you can learn that all the Pasuk means is that they have to give a kaif and nasham, not to have a negef, because they'll have a negef because of the chayt egel. Nothing to do with the counting. When you count them, then they should give a kaif and nefesh, so there shouldn't be a negef. They should mechaper on themselves for the chayt egel. Not that the counting is going to cause a negef, and you need a kaif and nefesh to take care of the negef that's caused by the counting. Stop. When you count them, give a kaif and nefesh, so there shouldn't be a negef because of other avarias, because of the chayt egel. That's how the Marsha says you could have learned Pshat in the Pasuk. L'chayr also, if either Ramban that says in Kisisa that David HaMelech thought it was a mitzvah l'shah, he didn't realize it was a mitzvah l'dayres, so maybe you could say that the Pasuk alone is not mechuk. The Pasuk alone, you could learn it's a mitzvah l'shah. It's lav dafka mitzvah l'dayres. But the Sfas Emes has another kasha that Why didn't the Gemara bring another more mafurish pasuk than Shaul that says v'yifgadeim bebazik or v'yifgadeim betlum, the ma'isa v'asasa? That the David HaMelech was nenesh for counting Klal Yisrael, that shows you that you can't count them directly. So there also, if you learn like the Rishonim, the Radak, the Ramban, the Tosfos Rid, like we said, that has nothing to do with counting them directly. Adrab, there also is indirectly. It is that there was a minion because of Shalai Letzarech, so then it's Pashit. The Gemara here, this minion is Letzarech, and still we have to find the Chilut in counting directly and indirectly. And that's why the Gemara brings the Pasuk by Shal. But if you learn like Rashi's Mashman Kisisa, that the Ma'is of Asasa is because he counted them directly, so why didn't the Gemara bring the Ma'is of Asasa? So the Sasemis makes this chilek, like we said, between counting all the Eden, Kol Yisrael, or counting part of them. That if it just was a Pasuk of David, you would think the Isser is when you count Kol Yisrael. Then you can't count them directly. But when just counting part of Klal Yisrael, then there's no Isser to count them directly. Kamashman from Shaul, that even though he was only counting the soldiers, he was only counting part of Klal Yisrael, but still he didn't count them directly. And that also is how you can answer the Pasuk Kisisa also. The Pasuk Kisisa is talking about counting all the Eden, so maybe there's an Isser to count directly. Mashenkin, indirectly, there'll be no Isser. That's why we need the Pasuk of Shaul, that even though it's part of the Eden, there's still an Isser to count them directly, and even when it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. That's the Pshat in the Gemara.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.